Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Re'eh. This Aliyah has 22 psukim, and in it we hear how the male firstborn of kosher cattle must be made kadosh and given to a kohen to eat. If the animal has no mum, it's offered as a korban, and the Aliyah and the Parsha then conclude with a discussion of the Shalosh Regalim. Now, this discussion and presentation of the mitzvot of the Shalosh Regalim is the third time in the Chumash that we have heard about the Shalosh Regalim. We heard about them in Sefer Vayikra, in Perek Chaf Gimel of Parshat Emor. We heard about them in Sefer Bamidbar, in Prakim Chaf Chet and Chaf Tet, in Parshat Pinchas. And now we hear about them again. Why? Why the repetition? The Sifri here in Parshat Re'eh, Piska Kuf Chaf Zayin, tells us that each mention of the Shalosh Regalim highlights a different aspect of the Chagim, and they are mentioned for different reasons. First, the Sifri says the Shalosh Regalim were mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, Mipnei Sidran. That is, the order in which they were given to Bnei Yisrael. We left Mitzrayim, we received the Torah, we built the Mishkan, and then in Sefer Vayikra, we hear about the korbanot that we're supposed to bring in that Mishkan, including the korbanot of the Shalosh Regalim. That is the order in which it was given, they were given. Then the Sifri says that the Shalosh Regalim are mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshat Pinchas, Mipnei Korban. In that parsha, we hear about all the korbanot tzibur that we bring every day, every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh, every Yom Tov, and that's why they're mentioned in Parshat Pinchas. However, why are the Shalosh Regalim repeated here? The Sifri says the following. There are two versions of the Sifri. One version, one girsa of the Sifri says that the Shalosh Regalim are mentioned in our parsha, Mipnei Ha'ibur. Excuse me. In other words, we hear in this parsha that Pesach must be observed in the springtime, Bechodesh Ha'aviv, when there is standing grain in the fields. And our parsha tells us in Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, Shamor et Chodesh Ha'aviv, V'asita Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha. Since the lunar year and the solar year are not in sync, we need once in a while to add a month, the Ibur. I would add parenthetically, this is a little hard to understand, since the requirement for Pesach to be celebrated B'chodesh Ha'aviv is mentioned not just here. It's mentioned in Parshat Mishpatim, it's mentioned in Parshat Kitisa. Okay, that's a question, but be that as it may, that was one version of the Sifri, Mipnei Ha'ibur. However, there's another version, and the other girsa of the Sifri says that the reason why the Shalosh Regalim are mentioned here is not Mipnei Ha'ibur, but Mipnei HaTzibur. What does that mean? What does it mean, Mipnei HaTzibur? If you have a moment, take a look at Nechama Leibowitz, the great educator and author Nechama Leibowitz, who died in 1997. Take a look at what she says on this parsha. Very, very beautiful. But I thought perhaps that one can suggest another way to explain Mipnei HaTzibur, a different way to explain an aspect of the Shalosh Regalim that's repeated here, Mipnei HaTzibur. Perhaps one can suggest that the entire mention of Shalosh Regalim in our parsha is couched, they are couched, in a context of Tzibur, of caring about one another, of valuing one another. The Shalosh Regalim in our parsha are preceded by, for example, Aser to Aser, the mitzvah of Maser Sheni, and the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. We're told to lend poor people money in a generous way. Excuse me. Before we hear about the Shalosh Regalim, we're told, Patoach tiftach et yadcha. We are told, Naton titein lo velo yeira levavcha betitcha lo. We're also told to remember that we ourselves were slaves in Egypt, and so we have to treat even, quote, the lowly slave like a full partner in the destiny of Klal Yisrael. And right after the Shalosh Regalim are mentioned in our parsha, we have the beginning of Parshat Shoftim. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol she'arecha. Again, the need for the tzibur to get along, to work together, to operate in a fair and equitable manner, where good is rewarded and evil is punished. And this is what happens on the Shalosh Regalim as well. And this is perhaps being highlighted in the Sifri, Mipnei Hatzibur. And why on the Shalosh Regalim the Torah reading begins with Aser Taser and all these mitzvot, and not just the Shalosh Regalim. All of Klal Yisrael comes together three times a year, rich and poor, old and young, all different communities coming together in the Beit HaMikdash, bringing korbanot together, talking with each other, davening together, serving Hashem together, etc., etc. It doesn't matter where you're from, it doesn't matter how you dress, we are all a tzibur, and God willing, we will see soon the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, and to see the full beauty and the full achdut of the tzibur b'mehera v'meinu. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everybody.